My name is Vasil Pedek. I'm from Ukraine. We relocated here in 2017, but I have a lot of relatives and friends who are currently suffering in Ukraine. And everything started from me when my mom wrote me in the morning that she heard two loud explosions, and then like I started reaching out to other relatives and friends, and that was very terrible. And My son, he was grown. He was born in Akhtyrka, and I have lots of friends from Akhtyrka. And my best friend from there, he was sitting in the basement with his wife and 2-year girl, and he had been hearing how the Russian forces were shooting with the reactive artillery at the city, and like it was horrible, and. It's very strange mixture of feelings. On one side, I can feel the suffering of relatives and friends, and on another side, I admire their strength, because right now they're not standing down. They defend themselves, and it looks, by the looks of it, Putin actually he broke his teeth. From the resistance in Ukraine, because I think he was going to capture it like within one day, but people stood, and like more and more people who were not supposed to take arms and guns, they are ready to protect the country, and I stand for them, and then I stand for freedom Ukraine and for safety in Europe overall.
These are teachers, lorry drivers, people who work in hospitals, taking up arms. How does it feel for you to know that these are your family, your friends, your brothers, your sisters, having to do this?
It's scary, and I also admire them, because they are there and they have to do this. They don't have another chance. They did not start this war, and they have nowhere to run, really. So it is a mixture of feelings of terror and admiration for them, and I want to do anything what I could for them while I'm here.
And while you're out today, you can see, we were saying that, you know, watching from home, it's very upsetting, we all get very emotional, but coming out today with this group of people, how does it feel to be among people who are in a similar situation? You can talk about this together.
It feels much better. I feel the support, and there are actually lots of people. There is Ukrainian diaspora. There are my colleagues who grew up in Swansea. There are people from Kyrgyzstan and Russia, and they all stand up with us for Ukraine. And I think it's not about Ukraine. It's about fighting authoritarian regime which Putin created, and he essentially holds hostages his own nation and trying to take hostages, Ukrainians currently. I believe he must be stopped.